Because freedom and liberty are not a spectator sport. We welcome you to Movers and Shakers with Stacy Ann, broadcasting and webcasting and defending liberty guaranteed by our Constitution. And now here's Stacy Ann.
Hello, movers and shakers. Oh, it's so good to be with my liberty-loving friends after this long holiday weekend, 3-day weekend. I'm Stacy Ann. Thank you for tuning in today. Lots going on in the politics and in the region, in the news, as we move through into July. One of the things we're keeping our eyes on, of course, and noticed this as we drove up to Washington to spend some time with our friends up there for the weekend. I noticed how dry it is, right? And it doesn't look like there's going to be any rain in the forecast in the near future here. So that's certainly a concern and certainly a prayer concern. And I'm thinking about all of our agricultural folks who are working on getting great crops in and tended and delivered, right, in the fall. So keeping that in consideration, certainly. And another thing that we got to keep our eye on is this House District 23 seat. There's a meeting this afternoon at 2 p.m. And there's actually a YouTube link where you can watch it live. I put it on our KSLM Facebook page. We will also be able to watch it once it's completed and go back and watch for yourself as to what's going to happen there. Of course, Mike Nierman was expelled from the house in Oregon, the state house. And now how it works is PCPs, which stands for precinct committee people or persons, elect themselves who they want to replace. And they had an election a couple weeks ago. And on that list, in order of how many votes they got, Mike Nierman, reappointed for his seat, John Swanson, Jim Bunn, Mickey Garris, and Anna Schwarf. So those are the five on the ballot. Now what happens today at 2, Polk County commissioners take upon the nominations and the recommendations. And Polk, Benton, Yamhill, Marion County will be acting to appoint authority to fill the vacancy of office of the State of Representative District 23. So that happens today at 2. The meeting's supposed to go from 2 to 4. The location of the meeting's at 850 Main Street in Dallas. And so I'll include a link here as well in the show plan so you can go back and watch that. And so there's lots to think about. We've got the Marion County. It's so exciting. The Marion County Fair is this weekend. And I put a link on our KSLM page as well where you can go and get tickets. They're only $7. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the Marion County Fair. If you're in the area here in Marion County, I encourage you to go out and support our kids and our community by going to the fair. They've got a long list of artists going to be on the music stage. I'm looking forward to that. And it'll be a good time to get connected, reconnected to our friends here in Marion County. I want to encourage you, if you have an event coming up that you want to let us know, please send it to me and I'll promote it on our daily updates. This Thursday, too, don't forget the Non-Compliant movie with Chris Ann Hall. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m., the River Church, right there on Portland Road next to Harbor Freight. Looking forward to seeing you there. Let's take a look at Northwest Observer's headlines for today. That's northwestobserver.com. OSHA's top 25 fines year to date. It says a whopping $444,400 for willful violations. The Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Administration, known as Oregon OSHA, lists the top 25 standard violations for 2021. So far, and surprise, the top violation listed is OR 437-001-0744-3, which are COVID-19 requirements for all workplaces. OSHA's top 25 lists a total of 469,775 for COVID-19 workplace violations for 2021 and 24,125 for those levied as serious fines. 1,240 as repeat fines and a whopping 444,400 as willful violations. No other violation list is OSHA's top 25 has fines levied for willful violations, including fall protection, ladder use, minimum supplies for a first aid kit, to name just a few. For over a year, Oregon OSHA has been the governor's enforcement team, and at a time it seemed that it as a science was weak and at times it seemed that as the science was weak and the arm of government was strong, the punitive regime seemed to reflect more of a desire to consolidate power than to promote safety. If we were all in this together, OSHA seemed to be not part of the we. SB 738 was introduced in the Senate by Senators Tim Knope and Bill Hansel, which would have prohibited the assessment of civil penalty or fine for a violation of state occupation or health measure if no disease outbreak of COVID-19 occurred as a result of the violation, and rescinded such civil penalties and fines assessed against employers. It did not even get a hearing. Another article at NorthwestObserver.com. Dirty voter rolls. Janice Dysinger, president of Oregonians for Fair Election, is a member of the newly formed Clean Voter Rolls Petition Committee that has filed Referendum 302, which would veto HB 2681, introduced by Representatives Dan Rayfield, Democrat from Corvallis. Their website, cleanvoterrolls.com, provides a printable petition and explains why a referendum is needed. Oregon voter rolls will become dirty and bloated if we allow recent past legislative House Bill 2681 to go into effect. No one will be taken off the active voter rolls even if their address is wrong or they have not voted for a period of time, that is 10, 20, 30 years or more. It will be easier to cheat with dirty voter rolls. Clean voter rolls are the hallmark of good elections. The U.S. Election Assistance Commission answers the question, why is voter registration list maintenance so important? Maintaining accurate voter registration lists is essential to protect election integrity. Americans deserve an election system that produces accurate results based on each eligible voter casting a single ballot in their proper jurisdiction. Maintaining an accurate voter roll enfranchises voters because it lowers the likelihood of lines at the polls, reduces voter confusion, and decreases the number of provisional ballots. Updated records also allow election administrators to plan to better manage their budget and poll workers and to improve voter experience. Oregon has gone from a 5-year maintenance plan to 10 years, allowing inactivity before removing an inactive voter. The NVRA suggests a 4-year cycle and the names should be removed. HB 2681 will remove the 10-year safeguard. Students that registered at local colleges and universities will never have their voter record updated from the dorms. Apartment dwellers and others will have numerous ballots delivered to them from the previous residence, and adult care centers will get flooded with ballots every election. Dysinger has worked on election integrity issues since 2014 and notes that people often do not notify the elections division when they move out of state. New people at the address rarely notify the elections division that the person is no longer living there. She sees HB 2681 as costing taxpayers a lot more to send out ballots to addresses that are no longer accurate for the voter. But mostly, she sees an increase in facilitating voter fraud opportunities. It compromises protected voter status by delivering mail to an address that is no longer, but once was a valid address. Voters have shown that they want clean voter rolls by supporting voter ID. A Rasmussen poll from a national telephone and online survey finds that 75% of likely voters believe voters should be required to show photo ID, such as driver's license, before being allowed to vote. Only 21% were opposed to such a requirement. It is seldom that we find that this much agreement by so many American people, Dysinger says. Is our Secretary of State internet system technology producing fair and honest elections? Former election director Steve Trout's letter to both SOS candidates last election cycle brought Oregon's election security system vulnerability into question. Then the Elections Division transit document identified major technology challenges in election from old and out-of-date systems are supported. Of the 56 known bugs or problems, 8 have been completed. 8 have failed, leaving 40 not done. Many of these projects have been talked about and or worked on for years, but never finished. Most of the projects that have been completed in the past couple of years have had to be undone because there were changes made that resulted in breaking other things. Elections Division staff has a lack of confidence in IT services and is frustrated that whenever a project is undertaken, it often makes things worse. What is the real reason for HB 2681? Whatever it is, political or technical, it won't make voters feel more confident in election results. Great article from Donna Blaylor. And it's, again, just a reminder that we need to stay on top of this. What can we do to make sure that we have integrity in our elections? Well, again, you want to go to northwestobserver.com, pass along this article, grab the link and share it on your social media. Go to cleanvoterrolls.com. Find out more about how you can get started with this petition and let other people know. I encourage you, there is so much on northwestobserver.com that you can get right now, information that you can spread with your friends. And again, it's about persuading the persuadables, right? So many good things to be alerted about, to stay on top of. With that, I want to close out today's show with information again about the non-compliant movie, Chris Ann Hall. This Thursday, it's going to be a wonderful time right at, it's going to be fun. We're going to have it right at, join us. I want to encourage you to join us. As we close out this show today, I want to say thank you to CatPawn.com, Capital Pawn here in Salem, for being a show sponsor, as well as Country Financial with Bill Sunderland. You'll find their links to their businesses right here in the show plan. And we'll wrap up today with this. I want you to listen to this promo for the non-compliant movie, Chris Ann Hall. This Thursday night, come and join us, a movie night at the River Church. Thursday night at 7 p.m. right there in Portland Road by Harbor Freight. Have a great day.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights.
We have a power!
And we've raised a spoiled brat representative government that needs to be taken to the woodshed. Are you satisfied with a government that owns you? There are churches who refuse to allow us to use their facilities to teach.
Unspoken or even sometimes spoken rule that religion and politics don't mix. You wouldn't dare speak out against the government or somehow resist.
Christians have to be involved in politics. God commands it.
Every turn of event through history hinged.
One person will stand up.
Upon a single person.
And then everybody else will stand.
A gym member, surrounded by a crowd of supporters, was placed in handcuffs.
A Tampa Bay pastor has been arrested.
Sentenced to a week in jail.
She also tore up a cease and desist letter.
We have a posterity waiting for us to say, we will not comply, so you will be free.
We have a chance to fight without bloodshed. But every time we comply, we establish a future where our children will not have that option.
Why do we sit down when all should be standing? And why do we back down at the grid?
Remember, over and under, around or through you and I, we're overcome.